Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Are we setting up our lives, our own selves, in the way that we want them set up? Do you know, we have never, glory to God, it's His mercy and it's His grace. We've never been attacked as a ministry. Sure, we've gotten a few letters about Keith in the airplane, or I've gotten a few letters about how dare Keith let that woman get up there and say anything. She don't know what she's talking about. Women preachers, all the above. But you know, when you sow, when a man's ways please the Lord, He makes even his to be at peace with Him. Do you think it would have pleased the Lord for me to judge that man and to pick up the phone immediately and say, this idiot that I paid for this granite, that I need it done now. You don't understand. I need it done. I've got guests that's going to be here next week. I need it done now. He broke it. Now it's going to be 2 weeks before you can get another piece of granite. It's going to be another 2 weeks before you can schedule it to get out here and put it in. Because he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. He was on the cell phone talking and trying to carry a piece of granite. Now raise your hand in here if you've never made a mistake. I don't want to sow that. I don't want to sow that. I don't want people calling on my employees when they've made mistakes. Do you understand that? I know I have a whole slew of employees. And I know some of them have made mistakes. Just like I've made mistakes. And I want people to have mercy on every employee that I have when they make a mistake. Amen. So I want to sow that in every aspect that I can sow it in. Do you see why the devil's been able to run shot over every life in every person that's in here? It's because maybe this is 2015. So what's going to happen to you in 2018? Who has the plan? Who's got a calendar on their phone? Wake up tomorrow morning and plan your day for 2018. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wake up tomorrow morning, get your day timer out. Everybody has them on their phone. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know if it's exactly 2 years from now or 5 years from now or 6 years from now or whatever it is, but I do know that it's going to happen. So pick a time and put it on your calendar when you judge today. Say, let's see. Miss Sunny, she went out today and her kids did not treat her right, so she judged them for not taking care of her. So in 2018, somebody's going to judge her for not taking care of them. Do you got it? You might as well just write it down as soon as you do it, because you just gave the devil power to do that. Unless you
repent.
Repent. Another thing, family and kids. I've seen it happen over and over and over and over again. Somebody says, do you see those kids, how they're letting them act in this restaurant? Do you see how they're letting those kids act? I would never let my kids do that. You can mark it down. Your kids are going to do it before you. And you won't be able to stop them. They're going to do it. Because you judge those people and their kids. You never want to do that. I tell you one thing I learned it. I mean, immediately, I never look at somebody and think they're overweight or they're getting old. Never, ever, ever, ever. Or they have wrinkles. Or they're fat. Or they're ugly. Never, ever, never, ever. It never happens. Quit it. Because you're going to look at a piece of pie and you're going to have the whole pie. And you're going to wonder why all of a sudden today you are just starving and you can't help it. You ever had that happen? Why? Why? Just all of a sudden you're just starving and you can't help it. Because you're judging other people. I would never let myself look like that. Huh? Don't judge anything about anyone else. And you're going to find it's going to be the hardest task you've ever done in your life. Because people are going to walk in front of you, and the first thing your mind does is criticize. That's the same thing as judging. It criticizes something about them. I know. It's your family, money. They're always calling and asking, can't they get a job? Can't they? And I zipped it. I said, never again. I'm thankful we have money. Thank you, Lord. We have money. I don't want to judge anybody about not having money. I'm thankful we have the money to send them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll always have the money to send them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Never judge something that you're blessed to be able to do. Or you could lose the blessing and you could be just in the same boat with them. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Never judge the way somebody lives or somebody's house or that they're late for work or that they said this or that they disrespected their husband or that they said this about their parents. Because before you know it, mark it on your calendar, you might as well go home and do one of two things. You'll have a choice. You can repent or you can write it on your calendar. You've got a choice. Do you see why I said this has changed my life as much as being led by the Spirit? Because I want to plan my future to be blessed. I want to plan my future to be the kind of person God wants me to be. And if you don't think you can do it, I know exactly how to fix it. Treat everybody that you come in contact with. Maybe Cher just mistreated me in the worst way. And my natural flesh would want to criticize her and judge her. So I just start treating her like I want something from her. You ever wanted something from somebody? How do you treat them? Like a teenager that wants to drive the car. Do you understand that? I know you can do it. That's what I know, and the devil knows that. When a teenager wants something, what will they do? No matter how mad they are at you, what will they do? Doesn't matter how mad they are. They can change how they feel. They can be so mad at you. They can not even want to talk to you. But if they want something from you, they have the willpower to change everything about themselves. And that's what we can do. We can do the same thing. It's within us. We zip it, or we say something nice, like Mama said. I got down here your spouse. Should I touch it? They are the easiest ones to judge because you're around them all the time. You see every fault they have. You see everything that you don't like about them. But if you don't watch it, you know how people say the older people get, the more they look like each other? Have you ever heard that? Yeah. Well, the more they act like each other, you know why? Because they keep judging each other. They just keep judging each other. He's judging her. She's judging him. He's judging her. She's judging him. He's judging her. And so they act just alike. Judging going on. Instead of loving, judging. Zip it. Because you'll be just like them. You will be. Y'all are laughing. Is it true? It's true. It's true. Anybody that's been married very many years, you know it's true. You begin judging and these things happen. You don't want to judge your spouse. If you can get it fixed at home, you can get it fixed anywhere. Maybe they're late. Next thing you know, you get a little bit older, you ain't going to want to get up and go nowhere. You're going to be late for everything. You watch. Put it on your calendar. Put it on your calendar. Ministers I have down here. You know, there's been times that I've heard ministers maybe say the wrong things that maybe I didn't necessarily agree with, or maybe it wasn't something that I saw at the time, or maybe they were going a different path. You know what I do? Especially if that minister has a following, I sit there the whole time and pray in tongues for them. I've done it many, many times. Because I think they already have a following. Why not pray for them that they see exactly what God wants them to see? They don't lose their following. Amen. You understand it?
Yes.
They don't lose the people that are following them. They keep them. Because they're ministering. They keep that following and they just get on the course that God has planned for them.
Amen.
Because you know, when people are that way, God has a plan for them. They have a call on their life. And the devil wants everything he can to get them off course. So why can't we as a church, instead of judging another man's servant, why can't we pray for them? And if everybody in the body of Christ is praying for them that they get back on track, what would that do for them instead of judging them? I mean, dear me, I would so hope if I got off track that everybody, every time they saw me or every time the Lord brought my face to them, they would say, Lord, help her, enlighten the eyes of her understanding that she could see truth. Instead of saying, did you hear what she preached? How off base she is. I know, we had some friends one time and some people thought they got off track. We got calls to the ministry every other day about what they were teaching. Every other day. And that was our response. You lift them up. You pray for them. You don't judge them. You lift them up and pray for them. And that's what we need to do for ministers. Don't judge anybody, because it won't be long till there'll be some revelation that'll come along and what'll happen to you. You'll be off course.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.